Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you for spending this time with us. Today's devotion is called Sand Power. Very fascinating. I'm reading from Windows on God's World by Dr. James Tucker. And I actually have four of these books that I could give away to someone who gave me a donation for any amount. And to do that, you can either send me a check, and my address is P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783. It's totally tax deductible. We're a 501c3. Or you can go on my website, homeschoolcompanion.org. Make sure you do .org. And on the right-hand corner towards the bottom of that first page, you'll see the donation button. Either one, we try to check it on a regular basis. I'm so happy to have these four copies. I think I still have four copies. They're still shrink-wrapped. They were the original ones. They're collector items at this point. And that being said, our verse is Jeremiah 5:22, and I love Jeremiah. This is God speaking to Jeremiah. Fear ye not me, saith the Lord. Will ye not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree, that it cannot pass it? And though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail? Though they roar, yet can they not pass over it? Jeremiah 5:22. A massive wave crashing on a beach or shoreline is one of the most powerful forces on earth, but all the power thus produced cannot affect the beach more than a trifle. How is it that such force does not obliterate the beach against which it beats? After all, the beach is only sand, tiny pieces of ground up rock and shell that amount to very little by themselves. A relatively gentle wind can move a giant sand dune from one place to another, but only if the sand is dry. The answer lies in the difference between wet sand and dry sand. Wet sand is actually held together by the water that makes it wet. When you build sandcastles, you need wet sand. When it dries out in the sun, the castle falls. It is interesting also that the wet strength that holds the sand beach against the power of the waves will not hold a tower or a hump of wet sand against the same waves. The reason why the beach is so little affected by the waves is that each grain of wet sand is suspended in water, so that a wet sand beach is actually stronger than the water or the sand alone. The water is like glue holding the grains together against the mighty power of the sea. As the crashing power of a mighty wave, of many mighty waves, cannot destroy a beach, so all the raging waves of evil men and devils cannot prevail against the church of God when its members are united in heart in obedience to him. And that could be even worded when a family is united in heart in obedience to him and by the Holy Spirit. This family is bound together by unifying forces that make them stronger as the force of the attack mounts. Their faith, their determination, their fortitude grows with the furious efforts of the opposing forces. And I'm here to tell you that even an individual, if you stay connected with God, you can weather all of those forces. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for being our strong tower. Thank you for being with us. Lord, may we always remember to rejoice always, to pray without ceasing, and to be grateful, to be encouraged by that gratitude that we ourselves are expressing. We're expressing that to you now. Thank you, Lord. Be with our show. May our thoughts connect with your thoughts and resonate with our listener. All this I pray in thy holy name. Amen. Ta-da! Arts and crafts. Well, today in my Pinterest site, and that's MR Gamblin 2, the number 2, you can find on the board Windows on God's World, you can find 2 videos. One is for older children and one might be more interesting to younger children, but they actually cover 2 different topics about ocean waves and shorelines. And then the other thing I put on there was how to make kinetic sand. The site has 3 or 4 different recipes for kinetic sand, like slime kinetic sand, a kinetic sand that's more like the moon sand that you might purchase commercially, and then just another kind of kinetic sand. Kinetic sand, even my 8th graders and 9th graders love to play with kinetic sand. So as you're thinking about some things that you can just have on hand after you do these, then it's easy to it's a renewable resource in the sense that probably have some oil on hand that you can use, corn starch and craft sand or playground sand that's sandbox sand that's been sanitized and everything. So, you know, just really have fun learning. Well, I'm going to use my curriculum corner and the time that I normally have for questions parents ask to talk about the question, how can I get my children to listen? I'm turning into someone who yells all the time. And I know that none of us want to be the yeller, but maybe we were raised that way and maybe we've conditioned our children to only respond when we're yelling. That being said, it will really take a lot of self-control on your part to undo that. And your first reaction might be to yell all the louder because they aren't doing what you're telling them to do. But this is what I would start. First of all, after worship, when you bring them together and they haven't started their work yet, you can tell them, you can say, I am sorry that I have been yelling at you and sounding impatient. I want you to help me change, and I want to help you listen, follow the directions first time given. So this is what we're going to do today. I'm going to only be speaking in a soft voice, and I'm going to be giving you other signals. For example, you might have a little bell that you ring when you want them all to come together, or we raise our hand. If one child sees my hand raised, they raise their hand, which gives a clue to the other students that they need to raise their hand, and we practice, you know, hand down, talking, hand up, mouth closed. Hand down, talking, mouth up, close. And we talk about inside voices, outside voices, what the difference is, and how we're really going to try to be more respectful when we're inside using inside voices. So the first strategy is to use your child's name. Sometimes when we yell, we are just so frustrated, but it tends to stress out our children because they don't know who we're talking to. The sensitive child will be very stressed by this, the yelling, because they want to please you. The other child that is not maybe a people pleaser might not be as stressed out about it, but you've given them a lot of power if you have to yell at them. They just took away your power. When you are frustrated, when you're angry, you're giving the power to another person. And kids are very good. They might not be able to articulate how thrilled they are that they've gotten your power, but inside it's just human nature. We feel really some deal of satisfaction when we have the power of another person. So you can say, I will be using your, you know, your first and last name when I really need your attention, or I will be, you know, using your names like George, please go and get Helen. Lunch will be ready in 10 minutes. After I say your name, and this will get, so you do not even have to do it. But when I have a new student that doesn't know the rules, I give them what I call the 5 second opportunity. So I might say, Greg, I need you to do your room duty now. And Greg does nothing. So I hold up my hand and I put up my thumb, then my second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger. They don't like it. It doesn't, it's not a pleasant thing. But if Greg hasn't responded in 5 seconds, then I just write his name down on a piece of, on a little tablet I keep. Now you might say, well, I can't imagine how that would impact my kids. But I'm here to tell you, kids do not like you to keep record of their behavior. I don't like to keep record of their behavior. I would like them all to automatically behave well, of course. But there's nothing like having a little record of it. And then when dad comes home, not that you expect him to do anything, you're just reporting on the day. And you can say something like, well, you know, this was our first day trying our new routine where if I'm talking to a specific child, I say their name and what I want them to do. And if they don't do it within or start doing it within 5 seconds, their names go down. And you can say, look it, Molly totally figured it out and got it and got going with it. But Johnny, he had to practice a couple of times. You know, it's no big deal. You're just reporting. If you're the father, you're reporting to the mother. If you're the mother, you're reporting to the father. There's something about human nature where we really want our parents to think well of us. So I've come to the end of Curriculum Corner and Questions Parents Ask. And of course, I've only given you one strategy. I still have some more to give. So tomorrow, well, actually, it'll probably be next week, we're going to talk more about how to talk so your kids will listen. We are finishing up our interview with Dr. Frank Banfield and Kids Beach Club. So please stay with us. We'll be right back.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.
Welcome, welcome. I promised you that we would finish this interview with Dr. Frank Banfield. Frank, so thank you so much for being with us, and thank you for your vision for Kids Beach Club.
Well, thank
that
you.
Is wonderful. I can see how God has just led you to this mission field, a huge mission field. The public school system is a huge mission field, and any church that would want to join in that mission, can they just go to the website and it will lead them through the steps to minister to their local public school?
Actually, yeah, absolutely. They can go to kidsbeachclub.org. And the way it works is we have the relationship with the schools and school districts. And so we set up everything with the schools. We actually lease space from the schools. We do background checks. We have all the curriculum. We maintain the insurance. We have all of these different things that the school districts want. And we provide all the curriculum. So the churches, it's just plug and play. They plug in their volunteers and they're able to play and share Christ and teach character in their public schools each week. And again, we set all that up. So we have staff and we have field team around the country that work with those schools and with those districts. And then the church partners with us. And it's a wonderful way for churches to be able to have a presence directly in their communities and to be able to connect with parents and their kids.
Now, Kids Beach Club, what states are you in? In other words, my listener might be in, I don't know, Montana. And
so we're pre-COVID, we're in 12 states. And so mostly in the South, Southwest, we Texas, Florida, very large for us, Tennessee, Georgia, Kentucky, Ohio. But we can certainly be anywhere, you know, we can be anywhere in the country, but not necessarily in every school district. So some school districts are open that we're able to have our program in, and some schools are not. So basically a school district that has after-school extracurricular activities, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Chess Club, etc., those are districts that can have our program. Some school districts don't have anything extracurricular. They don't allow anything extracurricular. And then, you know, that would negate our program as well. But if they have other programs, then legally they have to have our program or allow mm-hmm. for our program. But again, we go where schools want us, because schools do want us, because they see the impact the Kids Speech Club has. And so even if we don't currently have a club in a particular state, in a particular region, we're starting new states, new places all the time. And so we're very open to that. And then even apart from the actual clubs, physical clubs in the public schools, you know, we have the resources, and now through our new television program, all that parents can access in their homes.
Yeah. Tell us about the television program. I mean, that's a pretty big undertaking to do a television program.
It is, because we're not a TV ministry. We didn't start out as a TV ministry, didn't have ambition to be a TV ministry. But when COVID hit, you know, we had 10,000 kids in our program, and we had 175 churches, 210 schools, and they were like, "What do we do?" You know, everybody was like, "What do we do?" It's everybody's stuck, and nobody knew how long was this going to last. Is this going to be a week? Is this going to be 2 weeks? And the kids are at home, and now they're trying to do hybrids. They're trying to do stuff with school and online.
Yeah.
And nobody knew what they were doing. Everything. So we started filming in our training room in our offices. We asked some of our volunteers from the local where we're at. We're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. And so we've got a number of volunteers in the area. And so we asked some of them to come in and do some of the segments of our clubs. Our clubs have multiple different segments. We have a large group time. We have a small group time. We have a Bible time, a Bible memory time, a story time, worship time, games, all that very fast-paced. So we asked them to come in and to our training room and film them. So we had one camera and filming them in our training room, and, you know, and we edited it and put it on our website and had resources, you know, we were able to give to our churches and that. And we had thousands and thousands of folks that were coming and watching those, you know, pretty cheesy videos, you know, but it's what we could do in the moment.
Yeah.
And so we did six of those episodes. It got us through the end of the school year in 2020. And so we started thinking, okay, well, what if the schools don't come back in the fall of 2020? What if we're not back? What do we do? And so we literally had a point. We sat in our conference room, our leadership team, and we said, we've got to make a choice. We either stop being in ministry or we pivot and we do something different. It doesn't mean that we're going to abandon the schools, but we're going to say, okay, if we can't get into the schools, we have to find a way to get, you know, character education in the Bible into the hands of third through sixth graders. How are we going to do that? And so that's exactly what we did. And so we reached out to a production company that they do predominantly fundraising videos, and they were willing. They said, you know, we'll take this on, and they helped to format what the show would look like using child actors and having a storyline and all that moving through it. We very much model our clubs, where we would have two adult leaders that would be working with these kids, but they would do, you know, it's still based on our curriculum. So they're doing some of the same activities and all that. And so that was great. We did six episodes with them, and then they said, you know, this really is outside our wheelhouse, doing weekly television. And so we said, well, we understand that. Thank you for getting us started. Thank you for the great start. And then God opened the doors for us to move to a new studio. and work with a group that had a lot of experience doing television, doing live events, doing a little of everything. So our show is actually filmed in the same studios where Barney was filmed, where cool. Walker, Texas Ranger, Wishbone, you know. And in fact, in our show, there actually is a tree in one of our scene. We do a park scene that the kids, the opening scene, the kids are talking and kind of setting up for the show. They're in this park scene. Well, the tree in that park was actually a tree that was in the Barney show that was left over in these studios. The studios had bought and sold a couple of different times since Barney and all that, but the tree was kind of left behind. And so our production company that we work with, they brought it into the studio, into the soundstage, and it's there for some of our scenes. So we're excited
about
that.
It's fantastic. So I don't know how Hang 10, is that what your video series is called? Or
so Hang 10 is what we did in schools at the end of school and end of our program each week. We would give them a handout called their Hang 10.
Okay.
And we would encourage them to hang out with God 10 minutes a day. And then the Hang 10 Challenge is what we called it. And then that would allow them, give them a reading guide that they could then read, you know, read these verses for 10 minutes a day for the next week. And so in the summertime, we call our summer Hang 10 challenge. So we have our Hang 10 reading guide for all summer long. So kids that weren't in, you know, who aren't in school now it's all the time, or it was all the time during COVID, they could still hang out with God 10 minutes a day. And then we incorporate that into the television show. So the TV show is just called Kids Beach Club TV. And, but at the end, they always talk about the Hang 10 challenge. And then our adult leaders remind the kids, hey, how are you doing? How are you doing on spending your 10 minutes a day with God? So some of the kids are like, yeah, I've been doing it. Some of them, oh, I forgot, or I'm struggling. You know, it's just like real kids. You know, yeah. You know, they're actors on the show, but they're living out way real kids would really be living and acting and struggling. And so some of the kids are remembering, some of the kids aren't, but they're trying. And that's the whole thing.
Yes. What? I just love it. I hope you will go to kidsbeachclub.org to learn more. And if you're looking for something to help you with formulating your Bible curriculum as a homeschooler, this is a great resource. They are also developing a site or a link specifically for homeschool. So it'll be kidsbeachclub.org/homeschool. Thank you so much, Frank, for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you for your vision for it. It's so necessary. I can hardly wait till it's nationwide. And maybe we'll close with, what's your favorite Bible verse or your favorite saying? Yeah.
Well, my favorite Bible verses are Romans 8:35-39. I won't quote the whole thing, but in a nutshell, it's nothing can separate us from the love of God.
Amen.
And that has been the thing that I have held on to my entire life, is that no matter what happens in my life, no matter where I go, no matter whether there's a pandemic or anything else happening around, nothing can separate me from the love of God. And I think that's important for all of your listeners to know as well. Mm-hmm. No matter what they're facing today, no matter what struggles, you know, that they're going through, nothing can separate them from the love of God. And God loves them immensely and wants them to love him as well.
Amen. Well, thanks for being with us. You know, Friday's usually a rerun. They're very interesting too. But I come back then on Monday with new material, and we're going to talk some more how to speak so your children will listen. There's also books called How to Listen So Your Children Will Speak. It is an art that every parent needs to develop. So I have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.